Satisfied. Miraculous Mule mit Satisfied. Das Trio aus London spielt heute Abend im Privatclub und präsentiert dort ihre zeitgemäße Variante des alten, originalen amerikanischen Blues. Und jetzt sind die drei aber erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir sprechen über die Debütplatte Deep Fried, die zum Teil aus neuen Variationen alter, bereits existierender Bluesstücke besteht. Wir reden über die Recherche, die für die Aufnahme einer solchen Platte nötig war. Wir reden über das Therapeutische des Blues-Genres, das schlussendlich wohl auch die Seele des Mule-Sängers Michael J. Sheehy rettete. Zunächst begrüße ich aber alle drei. Hier sind Michael, sein Bruder Pat und Ian. Hier sind Miraculous Mule. Hello, boys.
Hello.
How are you doing? Is everything all right? How's touring been so far?
Smelly.
Smelly? Yeah, it's a nice and honest and short way to describe it. So where are you coming from today?
We came from Hamburg, so pretty smelly there.
There's even some sense of fish in the air.
Yes. Yeah. And the Reaper Barn has its
own
particular aroma.
But I think that the Hamburg audience loves
they
you as
great.
A band.
They really love
your music because they're really into the original blues feeling, I think.
Yeah. That was a good audience last
night. Cool. So congratulations on your debut record. We've been playing Satisfied from that record that is called Deep Fried, and it's an album that pays homage to the old school blues music and the true school blues music. It's almost a scientific approach to the genre because you did do research for that album actually.
You didn't
just go into the studio and started recording. So what is so fascinating about the old school, true school blues songs that made you revisit them and think about them from a 2014 perspective?
Just think the work songs and the gospel songs have a feeling in them that you don't often get in modern music, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were just trying to kind of filter those songs back through our own style, really, and everything we've learned about music over the years and the different types of music that we've attempted to play. And I mean, hopefully we've done some sort of justice to them.
Yeah, I really think so. And I really think that it's kind of an important time to revisit those genres because there's many, many, many people in the world that are still oppressed, you know. Racism has not ended yet.
No.
Some people still live as slaves officially.
Yeah.
Some people can be called slaves, although you might think that they just do their normal job, but it's more than that nowadays. So
worse
I don't really
ever.
Think that, worse than ever, maybe, you're right. And so I think that there's a time for revisiting that genre.
Yeah, possibly.
Right now.
And I think as well the other thing is there's not many people who are going back and singing those songs.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes what happens is that they can end up getting lost if people don't reinterpret them further along, you know. So, we didn't want to leave it to Moby to do it.
No.
God forbid.
Yeah. It's really dangerous to leave more things than one to Moby. It's getting dangerous for the whole planet, I can tell you. So you did research the good old Alan Lomax archives.
Yeah.
Revisiting those old songs, but how did you decide which songs to play? Was it like a democratic approach? Did you discuss with Dad about that with the band, or
all of what was working really?
Okay.
But, I mean, some of them were
just accidental almost.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'd try out a song, one of us would come in and start singing it, and then we would just jam along to it and see what would happen. I mean, some of the songs like Run On, for instance, we knew that from Elvis Presley, the old Elvis version. We grew up listening to that. So that was a good starting point for us. And other songs like Prettiest Train, we learned that from Odetta we heard the Alan Lomax recording, you know. So it was good to go back and then find those other versions of it as well, you know, and try and do it differently.
Yeah, and I mean, as I talk about the Alan Lomax archives like 3 or 4 times a year because so many people they just revisit those old songs and listen to the old music from the southern part of the United States and you have to be so grateful to that guy
absolutely.
That he's done the job. I mean, he's been running around for years and years and years recording crazy people actually in bars somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But it made us relive this part of music history, which is one of the most important parts, I think.
Yeah. And it's fantastic that it's all archived online now as well. Yeah, so you can just access it and it's free to go on and stream it and listen to it. It's a great resource.
Yeah. Die Alan Lomax Archives da draußen, ihr Lieben, die könnt ihr auch mal googeln, denn dort könnt ihr euch quasi sehr umfangreich über die musikhistorischen Entwicklungen der Vereinigten Staaten informieren. Alan Lomax hat über Jahrzehnte auf Bauernhöfen und in Hütten alte Blues-Songs aufgenommen und die archiviert. Und dieses Archiv war eben auch eine Inspirationsquelle für die Miraculous Mule-Platte Deep Fried, von der wir jetzt auch noch ein anderes Stück hören, bevor sie uns dann noch einen live vorspielen und ich euch auf das Konzert im Privatclub schicke, in dem ich Tickets verlose. Hier sind sie nochmal mit einem Auszug aus Deep Fried, diesen Miraculous Mule mit Evil on My Mind. Miraculous Mule mit Evil on My Mind. Die drei Herren, die die Band ausmachen, Michael, sein Bruder Pat und Drummer Ian, sind immer noch bei mir im Studio. Und wir quatschen noch ein bisschen, bevor wir dann die letzten Tickets für ihre Show am Abend im Privatclub verlosen. You, Michael, I read an interview with you where you did actually talk about having a drinking problem until you started working on this album. So, It seems as if the doing the mule helped you out of this situation. Would you say that blues might be the most therapeutic genre that there is for something like that?
Maybe. I mean, it's cathartic. I mean, for sure. And while we were recording the album and making it and writing it, I was always pretty much still drinking. But then to finish it, then I stopped. And it's the best thing I ever done, really. Save me some money.
I can totally imagine that.
Take a few years off.
and it's good. It's actually a good thing for touring because you're full of adrenaline after you finish the show. You wanted to get drunk a bit, then you drink like a first beer, and it goes on and on and on because you're full of adrenaline and you don't feel the alcohol.
Yeah,
and
it's hard. It's, it's quite hard.
It's not fun to be on tour with a week lasting hangover.
Yeah,
you know, it's not.
Yeah.
You don't want to have that.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird. The beginning of the tour, I was saying to myself, how did I ever do touring drunk?
Yeah.
But then about 2.5 weeks in, you start to remember why you were drinking all the time.
So you look at the two other faces in the bus and you go like,
it's a double-edged sword, you know?
I can totally understand that. So you've brought an acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
You've brought a cajon.
Cajon.
Favorite word on German radio. And you want to play us a song.
Yep.
What kind of song are we going to listen to?
This one's called Early in the Morning, and it's another one from that we learned from the Alan Lomax archive, and it's kind of a prison work song with some pretty salty lyrics as well, so we'll do it. It's okay, it's German radio, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can curse as much as you want.
We won't be cursing, but
okay
so
give me a count. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 Gonna rise and fly with her, with the eagle on the top. for sugar. There's a peck of wood picking on her on the schoolhouse door. Well, there's a peck of wood picking on her on the schoolhouse door, sugar. Well, it pecks so hard, love, baby, till his pecker got sore. Well, till his pecker got sore, love, baby, till his pecker got sore, love, sugar. Well, it pecks so hard, love, mama, till his pecker got sore. Well, it's a Lord and rule, Lord and Roses. It's a Lord, you keep talking, baby. It's a Lord and rule, Lord and Roses. It's a long Dallawilla. It's a long Dallawilla. It's a long Dallawilla. It's a long Dallawilla.
Yeah, I'm wrapping this mule off, Lux FM. Thanks a lot for the live performance and for visiting us. Please come back again as soon as the next album, Ospals, is ready. And I'm going to give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. Also, Leute da draußen, wer heute den originalen Blues mal auf die Ohren bekommen möchte, im Privatclub, allerdings nicht in dieser akustischen Variante, sondern voll verzerrt, fully distorted, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der steht auf der Gästeliste für Miraculous Mule heute Abend im Privatclub. Thanks again, and please come back soon and visit us right here in the studio. We're going to be talking a little bit more and going to be enjoying your music a bit more. Thanks a lot, Miraculous Mule. Bye bye.